Where? Another boat.
Hello there.
It's like a dream now. But that afternoon, I seem to have all Niagara in my head.
Slow up! There's a boat ahead of you!
My God, shall I ever forget their faces?
You'll have us over!
No!
You mad fool!
You'll be long away!
Damn your plagues all to hell!
He came at me with an oar. He must have seen death in my eyes.
Not here, you'll kill us all!
Let her go! Let her go!
No!
I would have spared her for all my madness.
Alec, my love, my love!
She went to him.
Oh, you murdering, bloody...
If Sarah had been there, by the Lord, she should have joined them. But as it was, it gave me a kind of savage joy to think how she would feel when she saw the signs of her meddling's result. Then I tied the bodies into the boat and stove in a plank.
Rejoined your ship and posted the proof of your crime from your first port of call.
And that's the whole truth of it. Now do what you will with me. You can't punish me any more than I am.
A sordid affair, gentlemen.
Will you recover the bodies?
The Cheshire Constabulary can try. Food for fishes only, fitted by my guess. Browner's statement will be enough. Mind you, without his fit of remorse, we should have had precious little evidence.
But the ears, Lestrade.
Well, could have been anyone's without a matching body.
I think not. No, indeed. There is no part of the body which varies so much as the human ear.
And the female ear in that cardboard box was an exact match for Miss Susan Cushing's. The victim was clearly a blood relation.
A very close one.
We had already a whiff of the sea, you'll remember, from the evidence of the package. Now we discovered that there were two other Cushing sisters, one of whom had the same initial as Miss Susan and had recently lived with her in Croydon. And the younger sister, Mary, was married to a steward on the London and Liverpool shipping line. I think the connections are now obvious.
Obvious perhaps in retrospect. But you had no proof of the second body's identity. Suppose Mr. and Mrs. Browner had both been murdered. By an unsuccessful lover, say.
It was a clear possibility, and easily solved by the dispatch of a telegram to the Liverpool police. I inquired if Mrs. Browner were at home and if her husband had departed on the May Day. As soon as I had the reply, I was able to give you, Lestrade, the name of the murderer.
You make it appear so prosaic, Holmes.
So much of everyday police work is just that, Doctor.
I'm sorry, Watson. I cannot always supply your avid readers with the most spectacular feats of detection. You may obfuscate the telegram if you find it too everyday. Say I deduce the entire business by mere force of close reason.
I shall tell the truth, Holmes, as always.
In The Cardboard Box, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Medicine and Dr. Watson by Michael Williams. With Kevin Whateley as Jim Browner and Stephen Thorne as Inspector Lestrade. Mary Browner was played by Teresa Gallagher, Alex Fairbairn by James Telfer, Sarah Cushing by Rachel Atkins, Susan Cushing by Diana Payan, McElroy by Dominic Letts, Inspector Montgomery by John Evitts, and Annabelle by Una Beeson. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The violinist was Leonard Friedman. The Cardboard Box was dramatized for radio by Roger Daines and directed by Patrick Rayner.